This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado hospitals took an unprecedented step Wednesday to activate a patient transfer system to its highest level. It's a signal hospitals are at risk of being overwhelmed by the number of COVID-19 patients. Dr. Darlene Taddy is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
And I think it is important for the public to understand that it is a critical and important change and should be sending a signal about how serious our situation is.
The decision allows sicker patients to be sent to more specialized hospitals and recovering patients to those with available space and staff, even if the patient objects. Federal education officials gave the green light today to Colorado's plan on how it will spend federal pandemic-related education dollars. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Schools face a number of urgent needs. The plan directs almost $390 million to tutoring, before and after school programs, helping high-risk students, and recruiting and retaining teachers. There's more money for students to take part in career training, such as internships and technical education, particularly in rural areas. In addition, some money will pay for online vaccine finders and information about the vaccine for parents. The bulk of federal dollars, however, is in the hands of individual school districts to decide how to spend. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 69 degrees, Vail 53. This is CPR News.